Today we celebrate the feast of St. Peter and St. Paul, two very different men, both apostles of Christ, one becoming an apostle after the resurrection and traveling throughout the Mediterranean, the other present with Jesus during his ministry, who ate with Jesus and who walked with him in Galilee and Judea. They are also both martyrs, Paul being beheaded outside of Rome, Peter being crucified in Rome, both under the persecution of Nero. June is a month where we celebrate many martyrs. However, it is not the particulars of St. Peter or St. Paul, nor of martyrs that we will reflect on today, but on the differences of their ministry, often sometimes called Petrine ministry and Pauline ministry. Very simply, Petrine ministry can be considered building up and conserving the church. Examples, of course, are all the popes, most bishops, and people such as catechists, religious education teachers, Catholic school teachers, diocesan administrative staff, and parish workers. We could also think of many religious orders as having Petrine ministry. Today, let us think about the times when we have been part of the building up or conservation of the church, where we have felt drawn to ministry to those who are coming into the parishes, those who were at religious schools, those coming for catechesis, whether as adults or youth, those who feel drawn to enter the church at a parish. One might also say the ministry done by parish workers, which of course includes the many volunteers at our parish and at so many others, as Petrine. You can also think of many work done in social justice ministry, and the volunteers and those committee members in our parish who do that as Petrine ministry, and sometimes with a Pauline flavor. Pauline ministry, very simply again, is more evangelization, reaching out to those on the margins, spreading the news of the gospel to those who have never heard it or who have heard it but do not have regular access to the sacraments. Think of those who are missionaries, who work in soup kitchens and homeless shelters, who preach and pray with those of us who feel disenchanted with the church, or those members of our community who don't feel like they belong. I think of Jesuit fathers Jim Martin and Greg Boyle as some examples of St. Paul in our time. One could also say that a lot of the work that is being done among the poor in the streets and the hillsides of many parts of the world, and outreach to those who do not regularly attend church, is very Pauline, and we can think of the examples of Maura Clark, Ida Ford, Dorothy Kazel, and Jeannie Donovan, Dorothy Stang and Stanley Rother, all in Central America, all martyrs in the Pauline fold. Another martyr in Central America is, of course, Oscar Romero, definitely Petrine. And earlier in June, we celebrated the feast day of St. Charles Lwanga and companions, martyred about 100 years before St. Oscar Romero. Also, he and his companions were Petrine, building up the church in East Africa. St. Isaac Jogues, whom we have a window in our parish above where the choir often sings and for us, where they lead us in ministry. Definitely Pauline in his ministry and those of his companions. These martyrs all show to us that living ministry in the service of God, being faithful to our baptismal calls, can be personally dangerous. But martyrdom is not the usual experience for us as people of faith. Most of us face different challenges of integrating our faith, of integrating faith life into our work, into family life, as well as trying to transform the society in which we live. We may not see our faith as Catholics calling us to either Petrine or Pauline ministry, and that is okay, because there are other examples. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, often called the Little Flower, probably was more likely a different path than either St. Peter or St. Paul. She is to us a model of faith, devotion, and prayer, and I would also say joy. Certainly we could follow that adage that joy is an infallible sign of the presence of God if we think about the little flower. To close our reflection today, I ask you to think about a saint, a holy person, an example, living or recently deceased that you knew, who leads you to ministry and or deeper prayer, a deeper expression of that presence of God in your life, and how you share that presence of God, that joy, with others. Whether you follow St. Peter or St. Paul or St. Therese, and those examples that you have met or have heard about in your lifetime. They all work together, unified by Christ, even in the different flavors of their ministry. And they all can be ways to lead us to the kingdom of God and ask us to also be ways of leading others to the kingdom of God.